There we go. Oh, buddy, I'm back. God dang, god dang, god diggity dang. Michael Gevin here. If you're catching this and you're brand new, you know, my goal is to help you have greater clarity, confidence, direction, focus, excitement, joy, happiness, get you unstuck, get you moving forward, taking action, get you out of overthinking. And I'm a work in progress. And the title of this is Trust Yourself. And these messages at times are as much for me as they are for you. Because I recognize that sometimes we need to be reminded more than we need something new. And that to take on new beliefs, to build new habits, we need the repetition. And if we don't get in the reps, if we don't, you know, throw the free throws, if we don't swing the bat, we can't hit the ball. We can't make the basket. And so I heard a quote the other day that it just hit me. And it was real simple. And it was just the people who are going to succeed in 2024 and beyond are going to have the ability to learn, unlearn, and relearn again over and over and over again. And I realized that for myself and for the people that I work with, the clients that I work with, the friends that I have, a lot of the things stopping us aren't other people. It's not like there's a constant barrage. Like most of the people I deal with, it's not like they're constantly being hit by all their friends and family telling them that they're stupid and they're dumb and they shouldn't do it and it's the worst thing. Does that happen? Absolutely. It happens. I'm not discounting that it doesn't happen. There's people who have very toxic people in their life and aren't supportive. But I feel like I deal with a lot of people where the biggest barrier between them having success at the thing that they're wanting to do or that they're doing and not having success is them. And I think to myself, and I say to myself, and I do coach people every day, and I work with people, and I help people, but I can say things, I want to put a message out. Well, the phone, this computer, we all have these technologies and these things that we can be a creator. You can be a writer by writing. You can be a singer by singing. You can be a designer by designing. You can be a speaker by speaking. And there's no longer gatekeepers. My grandpa right here with his book had gatekeepers and he got rejected over and over and over again for 30, 40 plus years until recently this year in 2024. We got his novel published, got a physical copy in his hands, got it done in a week, 1 week. And it took 5 years and hundreds of rejection letters and everything else to say, hey, you did it the wrong time. Great novel, wrong time. And what's the biggest thing from stopping all of us now? It typically isn't other people. It's us. And the thing about entrepreneurship, the thing about self-employment, is there's a lot of people wanting to throw around guarantees, and if you do this, you do that. And having been around the block, I talk about this concept of fact versus fiction. And facts are things that are true for everyone. And it's not even fine print. It's not like there's an asterisk in almost everyone. It's like more or less these things affect everyone, and it will affect everyone the same, right? Gravity affects us all more or less the same, right? But when it comes to growing a business, when it comes to creating content, when it comes to being a writer, I believe a person is a writer by writing and potentially publishing somewhere. But the publishing is, it's more or less free now, right? Like you can go down to a local library somewhere and they'll give you access to the internet and a computer for free and you can write and you can publish, right? So you are a writer by writing, you're a singer by singing, by doing these things, you are these things because everything else is to me made up. If you're making up, well, I'm not a writer until I get published. Well, is it self-published or is it published by a publication? And then there's people who are self-published who sell more copies of their book than people who are published by an actual publication. And then there's people whose movies cost millions of dollars and only go in a handful of theaters and never really get seen by that many people. And then there's people making things with phones and uploading it to YouTube to get billions of views. There's people with making super fancy things. I mean, I just sat here for fucking 5 minutes again. Pardon me. You know, going, well, I need to record this video in, and God love you who I just had lunch with, because I'm not going to throw it under the bus with this, and I'm still going to potentially do some of this when it's fluid and when it's natural. But this environment, when I'm in here, this is the setup, and this is just something I can do. And I was telling this person, and I still believe it, and not that I don't think that some people are like numb to whether or not this is a new video, because it can, oh, can you hear me? Just making sure it's still working. And so there was this aspect where, you know, it's like, oh, you have the same background, the same thing all the time. And I did this way back in the day, when I had this blue background set up, like, you know, change it up, film at different locations with your phone. I'm like, I can do that. I'm not opposed to doing it. But what I find with whatever it is you want to do, what is blocking you? And I think that it's better to do the thing that might not seem like it's better if you're gonna go and if you're going to do it. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, in this moment, I've got kind of a groove that I can get on here in this setup, click the live button. I'm not worrying about titles. I'm not worrying about all these things I should say and prepare and all these things. I just get on here because I'm getting on here for a person who needs those words of encouragement, needs to hear my voice, here needs to feel my energy, like whatever things. And knowing that that truly does make an impact. I have 500 plus screenshots of people leaving comments going, thank you. Thank you. And so, but I allowed all this stuff to get into my head. And all that stuff that's in my head is what's running on autopilot when I go to do certain things. And to overcome that resistance, at times we do have to push through. And then it becomes easier every time you do it. But all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I should change the background up, kind of film this a little different. And I told the person, I'm like, well, the reason I do this is because I'm more likely to show up like this every day or most days than I am if I start going, well, I want to change the lighting. Let me change the angle. Let me, because I don't do this to have cool angles and camera things and lighting things. And I'm just so excited to create content. Yes, I'm using this as a form to support a person who will never interact with me, who will never message me, who will never maybe work with me, who can't afford it, whatever the reasons are. I do this because I wish I could have found me. I do this for the people who have sent me messages, and I know that I've never directly worked with them, and it's made an impact. And so, yeah, maybe more people would find it if I was in different environments. Like, oh, this is a different video. It's not the same thing because it's in the same background, the same setup. But like, that just prevents me from doing it. And so what is preventing you from starting? Some of it was, I didn't trust myself. I started to trust others more than me. And then that out of alignment, that out of, I'm not resonating, I'm not excited, it would prevent me from showing up. And so whatever the reasons that you're putting up, I don't deal with them. But the thing that I'm telling myself right now, even just showing up and doing this, is that I want to show that there is stuff that I've had, because it's harder because, you know, there's a lot of things that are just behind the scenes things. So there's like brushing my teeth. Like, what am I going to get on here and like brush my teeth on a video? Like, I don't really care about doing that, you know? So, but this is something that I say I want to provide. I keep going the wrong direction. Hope, help one person every day and do that in an online environment. And so showing up again and again and again. And there's people, I've had people because I have, it's not about I have to do it every day or anything like that. But for me, overall, this is effortless. The problem comes in when I start getting into all the details and semantics around titles and ways you should do it and yada, yada, yada. But when I look at my life and the most success I've had, it's when I have trusted myself and said, ignore what, if somebody says something that hits and I'm like, hell yeah, do it. Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. If there's something I'm like, yes, that makes absolute sense, let's do it. But I find if I haven't exhausted my intuition, my enthusiasm, my excitement, and gone, okay, I have truly done what I didn't think would work because people told me and then I didn't listen to it, but it feels right to me. I've actually truly exhausted that and it doesn't work. Then I need some people to tell me something else. But I think what's happened at times is that in my life, I've had things that felt right to me. And more than not, not always, but more than not, when I've truly done those things and given them my all, a lot of them have worked. It's when I have allowed myself to ignore those things and believe that somebody else knows better than me. Are there people at times that know better than you? Absolutely. Right? Absolutely there are. And I have had plenty of people where I was ignorant about something and didn't know, and I was able to glean information. That's why I'm sharing these videos, because I hope that people can hear things that I wish I could have heard. But at times there are less tactical, very specific nitty gritty, because I believe that there's lots of people providing the tactical, the nitty gritty. There's just endless videos on people who have prepared for 50 hours to make a video that's the most intricate, detailed thing on earth that gives every freaking step that you could possibly need to potentially succeed in a particular thing. And I go, so then why, if people have access to all these things, all this information from cheap, free, and expensive to certifications and quote unquote the proper ways and the improper way, like all this stuff, why are there so many people that still don't have the abs or don't have the good health or their mental health is all sorts in shambles and they're not taking action and they're procrastinating and all this different kind of stuff? I'm like, what is going on there? There's an abundance of information. And I found that it's not typically the lack of the information that is the issue. It's the lack of being able to at times implement or execute on or take action on that information. And the mind creates this the more you're feeding your mind by watching things like this and all this kind of stuff, there's nothing wrong with that. But at times then, there's so many voices that, I don't know if that happens to just me. I know it doesn't. But like, there's so many voices in my head and I have to then stop. And I've been saying lately to my clients and different people, we've got to pause, reflect, and course correct. So at times, like right there, I had to pause because I found myself getting frustrated and going, screw it again. Like I want to be honest in the shares because I do not come on here. I do not do the work that I do to act better than, to act like I have all the answers, that my things are in the past. I have things that I have worked through that by and large don't affect me as much anymore. And then I have things that definitely affect me. And one of those things is that I know that, you know, getting on here can be a simple thing, but instantaneously my brain starts going to things. So I'm like, okay, like I said, let's do the different video angle, right? And so again, apply this to you. What is this with writing? Because there's something that you study, whether you're a writer, a designer, a speaker, a singer, a videographer, you know, want to own an agency, a restaurant, whatever it is, making food, cooking food, you know, whatever. There's something that's creating a resistance between you and that thing, between you and writing and publishing, right? Between you and writing or designing, creating, sharing, doing these things. There's something there. And it's likely you've watched content. It's likely you've watched videos on how to improve or how to do these things. But it's twofold. Are you doing the things? Are you just writing? Or are you just thinking and wishing and learning about writing? You're not actually writing. Now, if you are writing, if you are typing something out, are you sharing that? Right? Are you just editing videos behind the scenes, but never publishing it? Are you dreaming about being a speaker and doing those things? But again, you just dream about it. You think about it. You watch videos. Are you at a stage in your career where you've done a ton of things and now this is, you're kind of numb right now. And you've lost your mojo and you're not quite sure what to do. And yet you're not doing the things, you're just thinking about doing the things. And then you're watching the videos over. And this is what happened to me over the last few years. I mean, the volume of content has been astronomical that I've consumed. And on like YouTube, it's mostly helpful. But then there's also this aspect where I know I want to share. I know I want to express. I know I want to explore and take the actions. And like, then I allow but I got to have it a certain angle. So I'm still susceptible to that. Even though my logical, rational, practical mind knows different, knows better, all the inputs of, well, you should record like this, you should do like this, you should start the business like this, you should write like this, you should publish like this, it shouldn't be this long, it should be longer, it should be this, it should be that. All these things get in the mind, and then it can make a person go, screw it, I'm not doing it. And then you watch more videos looking for some kind of, you know, sign and signal from the universe to tell you to do it. And so for me, it's one of those things where getting on here, I mean, right now I'm saying I'm committing to 5 days a week. Maybe I'll go to the seven, we'll see. But I'm making it something where it's like, well, I spend, you know, at times I've deleted the apps, but I was spending a few hours a day doing nothing that I felt brought any value to anyone's life, including my own, but yet I would get sucked into the vortex, right? And, you know, the biggest way is to just delete the apps. But for me, I'm like, even if less people see something, because in the current moment, I'm less willing to mess with even things I know. I'm competent and capable of being able to do titles, do thumbnails. I know how graphic design, like I can do all these things. But messing with all those things, it slows me down and I'm less likely to even do it. And then I had an epiphany today with my friend and we were talking and it was like, whether you're a singer or whatever, if you keep showing up, you have a higher probability that somebody sees that and sees that tenacity and that commitment and says, oh my God, you're amazing. I'm going to help you do more with it. Be seen more, expose it. I'm going to hire you over here. I'm going to do this. And I've had that happen in the past, right? But if you don't show up and you're invisible, you can't be found. And so my mantra, my thing is trust myself, trust myself, trust myself. I have these little affirmations pop up, trust yourself. Because I have proof. Some of you don't. My number one thing, and this is just transparency here, because I just keep not like hiding. I feel the more free I am, the more I share. But I'm crystal clear on who I help and how I help, like in regards to, you know, people have called me their therapist, their coach, their counselor, their consultant, their mentor, all sorts of different terms. Right now, I just kind of this moniker that encompasses them all of mind mechanic. But like if somebody is down and out, confused, stuck, lacking clarity, they're having a career change, they've lost their mojo, they're not energized, they're depressed, like these feelings are just blah, like, and I don't know what to do and I'm feeling stuck. Like I know that if somebody has an interaction with me, their life will be better. Like I can't guarantee you how much money you'll make, if you'll make any more money, but I know I've taken people from misery money to fun money and that doesn't mean they make any more money. They just simply are happier doing whatever it is that they're doing because I lean very high into the optimism side of the world. And I have tended to work with people who are at times pessimistic, you know, they're seeing the worst in things. And I've had some of that, but I know I can get out of things. And so one of these things that continue to show up here is like the reminder that how do you overcome something when you've been a person maybe who bounces all over the place and done all these different things. First of all, it doesn't have to be a bad thing. But number two, is that you may or may not in certain levels lose some trust with people. And I remember I originally launched this thing I've now been doing for 5 years and I call it now like coaching your pocket. But the coaching that I offered with this Voxer thing started in 2019. I remember I went privately to some people. Then I posted a little bit publicly. Then I sent a thing out on an email list. I tried to find the email. I couldn't find it, but I vividly remember it because this guy basically said, I don't trust you. And he went on, it wasn't like I've done deceptive, lying things, and that's why he didn't trust me. But the message, the premise of the message was that this sounds great, man, but I've seen this before. And not from other people. He meant from me, which is I come out of the gates, guns a-blazing, and I'm excited, and I'm enthusiastic, and I'm like, here's what I'm doing. God dang, rock and roll, I'm taking over the world. You know, this kind of energy. And then I'm like, I pewter out and I'm like gone in like, you know, 3 weeks and I'm doing something else. Like I stop recording these videos or whatever. And I remember it just hit because I knew he had good intentions. I knew he didn't like, wasn't trying to be mean or anything else. But on certain levels, like if you've broken trust with anyone, including yourself, how do you rebuild it? I could accept that. And honestly, that was 2019. And in many ways, I think I've done many things that have, even in myself, rebuilt that for sure. But online, publicly, like right now, I had a better results with ads than I had people that know me. And I think sometimes the people that know me have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly, the this, the that, and all over the place, the comes out of the gate, guns ablaze, and do something for 3 weeks, fall off the earth for 3 months, come back, do something for a month, and fall off the earth for a year. Like I've always been coaching and working and interacting with people kind of like behind the scenes. But when it's come to like a public kind of putting stuff out there and speaking and inspiring, it's been a freaking all over the place. And I'm like, I'm really anchoring in right now to the invisible, like the people I right now can't see, can't talk to, can't interact with, don't know you exist. All you are right now, from a literal standpoint, is a number. I look at a stat and I go, 5 people watch this entire video. And until literally yesterday, even though my logical brain said there's humans watching this, I know that there's people watching it. It wasn't enough. Like, I love the interaction. I love the feedback. My career, my entire life, in a lot of ways, has been built off of interaction and feedback, collaboration, connection. My video work, my sweet spot is like a live event, not creating stuff alone in isolation by myself. And so, excuse me, getting on here, I know that I'm really good at this. And I know that at times, like, I have definitely a message to share and plenty to say. And I want to put something out there, but I was getting so frustrated with, you know, I love the fact I can just get on anytime and that works with my personality. I don't have to schedule a bunch of things. But the fact that, you know, there may or may not be any likes or comments or viewers at the time of doing it or these things, and then, you know, not necessarily getting the feedback would stop me. And I don't know if that's like that for you. Like, even if you like creating videos, you're like, well, I'm getting 10 views. There's no comments. There's no likes. And I think the problem is sometimes because the things we may love doing the most, some of those things may easily correlate to cash, and some of those things may be less easy to correlate to money. So somebody who really just really does want to make YouTube videos and they just want to free flow through their day, rock and roll, heck yeah, hallelujah. They might make 500 videos and never make a dime. They might make 15 videos and make lots of dimes. They might make 3 years and 3,000 videos and make $300. And we don't know. Make $300,000 and have, you know, 500 followers. Like, there's such an, there's no direct correlation to how many views, how many comments, how many interactions, how many likes, how many subscribers, how many followers, how many this or that. Like, and people and how much money they're going to make. People like to make little things you can look at and sell things. And if you get this many views, you should make this much money. And like, it's not fact. It's made up. And it's true for someone, but not everyone. And so I think that there's a lot of people in... Oh, Amelia, hello. Hey, awesome. Fantastic. I love it. Somebody's online. Thank you. I think that the interesting thing is that there's lots of people who quit corporate because we make things about money, but yet there's so many people quitting corporate, not because of the money. I don't even know that they think they're going to make more money doing their own thing. But I think that there's a lot more people. The elusive perfect scenario is that whatever a lot of money is to you, some people a lot of money might be $5 million. Some people a lot of money might be $20,000. It's all dependent on the individual again and where you live and how you want to live and what you want to do. But like, the euphoria for most would be being wealthy, not having to worry at all about money, and then being super happy with the thing that you get to do. And hopefully that thing can align, and maybe that thing that you love to do also gets to pay all those bills and take care of you, right? And you're kind of abundant, it one would say. Not getting by, like I'm scraping by to do this thing, but rather you can kind of, you can get what you want, you can buy what you want, you can do what you want, you're doing what you love, and you're making great money doing it. Whatever great money is to you. So it means you take care of everything and you got more, right? And so I think a lot of people in corporate, they might have the money part in spades, but they have no freedom. And they don't get to be creative. They don't get to express themselves. They kind of go through the motions like they're a robot. Well, you know, we could get into that conversation, but that's a whole other thing. And then there's the, like, I think I used to believe I had a story that, you know, you do what you love and you get by, or you make a lot of money and you're miserable. Now, I 100,000,000% believe there is a third option, which is you can make a lot of money and be happy. But I do think that a lot of the creative and kind of artist types and super emotionally driven types of people, they do care about what it is that they're doing. And to the degree that they care about what they're doing, the thing they may love to do may just, like I was talking to my friend today, music videos. Like, I still to this day do not know too many people who have just annihilated it with music videos. And I mean, doing really well. I know a few, but I remember one guy, he's like, he shot for Sony and different things. He's like, it's still challenging to be consistent where, you know, he's not working 40 hours a day. I mean, I know that's, but like just nonstop all day, every day to try to make the living that he wanted to make, because he's like, I can get $300 to $500 music videos, you know, kind of in my sleep, but you know, it's hard to put in the effort to make the kind of video I want to make because I can't do one of the, I can't make the kind of music video I want to make 7 days a week. Like, it's not like he's going to be doing a video at $500 you know, a day, 7 days a week. I mean, that might not be too bad money, but it might be like, oh, well, I can make, you know, two or three of these music videos a week. And so again, maybe not horrible money. I mean, $1,500 a week would be $6,000 a month, right? But some people might say, you know, that there's things they can love, but if they have to do too much of it, so the effort, and it might still not be sustainable to have that many music videos and the effort that would need to be put in it. It might be just like, God, I don't get to do anything else. I love it, but God, I have no freedom because I to get by, I'm constantly doing something to get another music video. I'm getting $300 to $500 and the effort I put into it. And maybe, and that's the other thing. We could say maybe that adds 6,000, but is that person independently doing that 100% by themselves with zero support, right? Assuming they hire some people and there's some props or stock, this, that, that has to go into it, maybe any editing potentially, all of a sudden that $6,000 could very quickly become $1,500, $1,000, $2,000. And again, maybe that's enough for some, maybe it's not. But I just don't know a lot of people doing $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month. And this is what people get in their minds. And they're cranking out the music video world because there's not an endless supply of people who can pay $10,000 for a music video, right? And so that's the thing, that if you love doing music videos, you got to love them so much, because to really crush it in that space, you're going to have to like go 100% in on that, right? And it might struggle doing it potentially. And so whereas, I mean, some still struggle in weddings. I think some of the people that struggle the most, let's say in wedding videos specifically, they actually don't really want to do it. Not all, for sure. And then some, their location, and there's other variables and things that go into it. And really, the game I play is the mental game. Again, some of the people that are struggling the most, they're not lacking talent or skills. The amount of people that I see that the way they talk about themselves and the work that they do, when I look at their work, I'm expecting to see something bad. And I'm pleasantly surprised, thank God, that most of the people that I see, it's not bad. It's really good. But they're still struggling. And so they're not struggling because the talent or the skills for the product isn't there. It's that it isn't just the ability to just be great at one thing when you're self-employed. And I think that's the thing that gets taken for granted. Some people are genuinely interested, like, oh, I love business, but I love this. Like, if they're a videographer, sometimes it's like, oh, I love shooting and editing, and I love networking and meeting people and connecting. It's just, oh, it's all fantastic. And then they got a good headspace on them, you know, good mindset. They build up some confidence. And so they can be these people who kind of can do it all, and it's great. But then there's other people who they really just want to shoot, right? That's it. And you still have to connect and network and then sell yourself and value yourself. And there's other things to be done. And that's hard for some people because it's like, they just want to shoot. And so entrepreneurship is this thing that it's not one size fits all. There's lots of different ways that we can do something, but how hardcore are we about that thing? You know, I've had to sit here and realize that when I did video, fell in love with a service that I did something I loved. I got paid to do it. And it simultaneously marketed my services all at the same time. All these people got to see my work that didn't even have to give me any money. And then when they interacted with me that day or whatever, they're like, man, when I get married or when I whatever, I got to have you. I want to be around you. That's awesome. Right? And so it all worked in unison. And I got spoiled rotten by that. Because I really, in the grand scheme of things, when I found that, because like the gal, a good friend of mine I was talking to today, we're talking about how, you know, the same day edit was great for marketing. I'm like, yeah, but I never did these same day edit videos because they were great for marketing. So when I work with people sometimes, and whether whatever it is you're learning, you learn from someone, there can be something that would be great for you to do. But I have found I can't ramrod and force people to like things. We can do all the mindset work until we're blue in the face to shift people's perspective. And some of that stuff really works. But other times it's just like the way somebody's wired and their desires and what they want to do and what they like it can make things more challenging. And so like the same day edit, yes, it's great for marketing. But you know how many people I've told that to? A good chunk have done it. And I'd say a far lesser chunk like it. They hate it. And if they hate it, they won't do it. So even if it's good for you, if you hate it and you won't do it, it won't work. And that's what I found when I think it comes to, you know, I love what the internet can provide and the fact that somebody can be listening to this right now in all parts of the world and can be going, yes, thank you. This is great. Shaking their head. This is helpful. Okay, great. And then they go take an action and I never talk to them. Right? I believe that is just so incredible. And I met my wife through MySpace. I met her through the internet. I, you know, found out about Tim Ferriss, the 4-Hour Work Week, and I sent them an email through the internet. Tony Robbins, I found the emails through the internet, send them an email. And I've gotten to do so many incredible things because of the internet, because of these tools. But the interesting thing is when I built video production, I heavily used a blend of both, meaning I did things in the real world, offline with people. When people interacted, they absolutely, you know, loved what I did, but I've really realized they loved me. And word of mouth spread and all these things. And then, you know, again, if I'm in front of 300 people at a wedding and I show this video, they're like, that guy did it. And then I put the video online the next 24 to 48 hours. And then thousands more people, you know, it's connected to my page and then they share it and then they see it. It's like thousands of people are seeing my work. And so when I got into all this coaching stuff and started to fall in love with that, and I started seeking out all these people to learn those services, I didn't realize that I would get into a world where, although it's so powerful what you can do here on the internet, is I went 100% into the online world where all these people who were succeeding really weren't wanting what I wanted or technically doing what I wanted to do. And so the advice, like a lot of the people I've learned from really don't like to interact and to talk and connect to people or even speak as much as I like to speak and connect. And so that's why they kept referring me to create courses and programs and these repeatable things and templates and formulas and frameworks, because one, that's how they worked. And for them, they were wanting to do everything they could to get away from coaching. And for me, and not have to like deal with people and connect with people and do all that, so that they love this online marketing world, because you can really thrive. I mean, for example, my wife, on all platforms pretty much, has more like followers and all this stuff than me, because in a lot of ways that world works really well for her. She loves online marketing and doing those kinds of things and being able to not need any kind of connection. Whereas for me, the reason I stopped and started and stopped and started and stopped and started in a lot of ways was because the human connection wasn't there. And these just text and emails and numbers, you know, they say there's more lurkers than likers. And yet my being was needing those likers, needing those interactors for me to think that it's making a difference. And I don't know what you need right now, right? But I know that the greatest chance you have is success. And for me, this is a reminder. Like I said, a lot of these videos are as much for me as they are for you. And I know that the message can hit and click and get you to take an action, because my goal is to show up and talk about stories and talk about things that I'm even struggling with, and yet being able to share how I'm overcoming it. So one of those things, showing up here and doing this. So what can you show up and do? But what I've done is removed the barriers right now that I get slowed down by. Because once I click the live button, as you can see, I mean, I could go for another 2 hours here if I really wanted to and just go on and on and on and keep sharing stories and looping all over the place. That's not the problem, right? But I know that I can be told, well, if you just took the time, right? If you just took the time and you did this, it's like, yes. And I've taken the time 50 times in the past, and I've continued to have the same result. So obviously doing the thing that I'm doing isn't working. And yet I know that there are people, I mean, there's a guy I looked at. He did lives that I've seen on and off when I'm studying different people's things and what they're doing. He had like 300 plus videos that hardly any of them got above 100 views, a couple hundred views at most. And then one video had something happen and he got like 2,000. And then he kind of went back and he got to 500-600 views. And then he had another one, got a few thousand. And now this particular guy, he averages like 3,000 to 4,000 people on his lives a day. He goes live 7 days a week. I think he's done it for 5 years, and averages like 30,000 to 40,000 views a video. But he just kept doing these things potentially when no one's looking, no one's watching, no one quote unquote cares. And I would say not no one, because unless you have zero views, there's someone. And that's what my reminder is. What matters, right? What do you need? But what you need that fuels you versus what you need that pays your bills, could the goal is that they align, but there's also an aspect that they don't. That maybe the thing that really lights your soul on fire, and when you do it, it brings you so much joy. What would happen if it never made any money? Would you keep doing it? And I think what I've come back to is the things that I've really succeeded at, I'd do anyways. My same day edit was something that I did it anyways, regardless of whether I got paid. I got paid to do the wedding. I did not get paid to do a lot of my same day edits for years, but I did it anyways. I trusted myself, right? And so in coaching, I did far less trusting myself. I've trusted myself when I work with people, they get great results. But when it's come to marketing my services, I found that a lot of the methods that are out there are incongruent with who I want to be, how I want to show up, what I want to do, how I want to operate. It's in my brain. So like I said, getting on these videos, there's that aspect of like, don't do that. You can't do that. You can't say that. You need to do this. You need to do that. And it makes it so not fun that it makes me not do it. Whereas when I trust myself, when I follow my intuition, I trust my gut, and I do the thing that I know I'm having fun with, regardless of even money, it's like, it's worth it. But when you're doing shit that you absolutely know that you just don't find any joy in, and you don't know if or when anything else will ever come of it, the idea of continuing to do something indefinitely that you wouldn't do if you weren't doing it for some ulterior motives, right? So for me, like, I keep coming back to, if I had all the money in the world, versions of things like I'm doing right now, I would do. But you bet your bottom dollar, if I had all the money in the world, I wouldn't touch an ounce of things outside of doing what I'm doing right now. And so I know for me to consistently show up and have the greatest chance of other things happening, I have to ignore some of the things that may help it reach some more people, because I need to build the habit of doing something. Do 40 of these in a row, then look at it and make some adjustments, right? But if I try to go the route that makes me go, oh God, I freaking hate all, like, I like doing the video, but all this other stuff. And then if I stop after doing 4, it might've been the better path, but if it would have still taken 400 of those, like, how am I ever going to get there? How are you ever going to get there? And so just take a deep look at what you're doing right now and asking yourself, what has you stuck? How can you eliminate or remove the real blockers that have you stuck? Identifying those things. So I know that getting on here, clicking the live button, and doing this just how I'm doing it, that's the part that's effortless for me. So in the short term, it's doing this. And later on, we can look and really improve titles or thumbnails and things that would potentially get it in front of some more people so we can make an impact on some more people. But I first have to build the habit of showing up and doing this. You have to show up and write. Do the aspects of the things you love the most and push deeper into that and do your best to put it in front of people. Because I think that's the biggest thing, that if you're a writer but you write in private all the time, if you want to make money ever, I think that's one of the bigger things. We have to get these things in front of people. Then we can figure all that out. But if we do everything in isolation and in private and we don't share because we're scared, or we just don't do it at all and all we're doing is thinking about it. You know, have you recorded that first video and put it on YouTube? And what did you think about it? If you thought you were going to love it and then you didn't, what did you not like? If you thought you were going to love it and you did, why'd you stop? And so, anyways, anybody on here? Who's on here? Anybody? I'm gonna wrap it up here. It's dinner time. And there's the example too of probably one of the more challenging things for me is if there's no interaction. I mean, I just, it's like, do I need to record for 2 hours? I don't know. So anyways, if you ever have any questions, you have any thoughts, these videos are resonating, go to jumpstartyourlife.net. Send me an audio. That is my favorite thing that can come out of doing these things is because, oh, thanks, Amelia. You've had an interaction. Leave a kind comment about what you did. She was one of my, we worked in Coach in Your Pocket some, but yeah, the method I have right now is send me a message, send me a 5-minute audio. It's absolutely free. If you like what you hear there, we'll go a little deeper. That part will be free too. And you get a little experience of how I work. You get kind of your own personal private podcast. You know, so many people, I just had one that was just like, this was, you talk about it. It was true. It's just like expressing yourself in and of itself is very healing. I'm a safe place to share. No shame, no judgment. I just want to support you and helping you have greater levels of clarity, confidence, direction, build up your self-esteem, and help you enjoy life more and find those things, those blind spots that are holding you back and keeping you stuck from moving forward in the direction that'll best serve you. Not me, not anybody else, just you. And so go to jumpstartyourlife.net. You can message me on any platform. Say hello. I don't bite. I'm here to help, and I'm going to keep showing up and encouraging and inspiring and doing my best to, which is this side, be the change that I want to see. So I know this is a message that I want to continue to get out there to encourage and help somebody, put them over the edge to post their first video or post again, write again, share again, speak again, design again, sing for the first time. Just take that step, take that action. And that's it for now. So I'll be back again. Amelia, God bless you. Appreciate you so much. I'm so grateful for you. And I appreciate the kind words, and I hope you're doing well. I really do. I hope you're doing super well. So I appreciate you so much. Appreciate you all so much. Jumpstartyourlife.net. Keep rocking, keep rolling. We'll see you again soon. Rock and roll.